juxtapose, to compare and contrast two concepts while on the roam in Jacksonville, Florida.
You're caught in a mix. Welcome to Juxtapose, presented by Mix Theory Studios.
This show is called Juxtapose. We're here to ask you, are you a native?
First coast of the new world where distant travelers first roam, to the bold city of the south where only locals considered it home. As we enter the new shift, new people travel at will to migrate to a place they call home, Jacksonville.
This show is called Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Keisha.
And we'll be
your host to the city.
How did Jacksonville become the largest city by landmass in the U.S.?
The credit goes to Claude Yates by way of the Yates Manifesto. After becoming the president of the Chamber of Commerce in 1964, which eventually led to the city-county consolidation of governments of the city of Jacksonville and Duval County, effected on October 1, 1968.
Our next guest shared her views on the development of Jacksonville as a longstanding resident, though an initial transplant via the Florida capital, Tallahassee.
State your name for the record, please. My name is Kim Law.
And Kim is actually a lawyer, just letting you know.
I moved to Jacksonville about 17 years ago after I graduated from law school. So there have been proposals to revitalize Jacksonville pretty much since I moved here. And I worked in downtown Jacksonville for about 10 years. I think having a vibrant downtown is really important. The challenge is finding the right formula. You know, it's that catch-22. Can you get the businesses downtown if you don't have the residents? And can you get the residents downtown if you don't have the businesses?
Usually, the First Coast has been regarded as a small market city, but lately it's been gradually on the rise between the lower cost of living compared to the other states. Also, the increased job market, with many companies now planting their flags in Duval.
One of the major brands that hasn't fully benefited from the advantage of the city, but hopes to rewrite their legacy, is the hometown football team, Jacksonville Jaguars. With the owner Shad Khan looking to be at least one part responsible for the surge in commercial development, which could be the catalyst to bring more transplants to discover the potential River City has to offer.
I think having the backing of Shad Khan to do some of these projects will certainly help. It's just a matter of getting them off the ground and having that infrastructure for people to really want to live and work and play downtown. I think really making a concerted effort to connect downtown, whether it be the South Bank and the North Bank, but to the sports complex, to have a better connection. I think that's been a challenge for a long time. Sending the Skyway out to the sports complex, or having more of that pedestrian-friendly walk between the two, I think it would really revitalize downtown a bit more and bring more people downtown. Because the sports complex is phenomenal with the Jags and the Jumbo Shrimp and Veterans Memorial, and you know, you've got Intuition down there now, which is really awesome. But between the sports complex and downtown, you have Maxwell House, you have the jail, you know, so it's not the most pleasant connection there.
Downtown is seeing plenty of revitalization. Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan is planning a $441 million development deal to revitalize the Jag Stadium and surrounding areas. According to CBS News, this two-phase plan includes a four-season hotel and residency, office spaces, retail spaces, and an orthopedic sports medicine complex. This development will bring hundreds of jobs to Jacksonville and allow the city to host events that bring national attention.
You've made your home down here towards the beaches. Do you go downtown very often?
I don't anymore. I used to, when I worked there, I was there all the time. But my office now is Tinseltown over near the town center. So I don't go downtown very much anymore at all. I don't have a draw or a reason to. Think about Jacksonville. It's such a beautiful city. There's so many things to do, but it's so big. And, you know, while I may not go to Jacksonville downtown very often, like I said, in the Tinseltown town center area a lot, at the beaches, there's so many different things to do. There's so many different opportunities. That's one of the things I love about it. It has so many different personalities. There's so much history with the different areas. I lived in Mandarin for a really long time, and the reason it's called Mandarin is they grew Mandarin oranges on the St. John's River in that area. The weather is actually very good for growing oranges because being on the river, you don't get those really cold temperatures as you would in different areas of town. I think just kind of bringing light to the history and having people understand where they come from and why they were developed, I think is really important as well.
Be sure to join us next episode of Jackson Post, where we talk to Homer Wright III, another native of Jacksonville.
We'll dive into what downtown has to offer, from sports, theater, and entertainment to media coverage of the First Coast creative scene.
What's your story? Is Jacksonville your home? Or have you been drawn to Duval for the possibilities unknown? As a native or a transplant, what does River City mean to you? Maybe you'll catch us next time to share your local view.
Jaxtapose is an MTS original podcast sponsored by Mixed Theory Studios.
We want to thank Kim Law for participating in our interviews this past summer, along with our production team, Dante Belton, Vince Locke, Lakeisha Willis, and Joshua Cuellar.
And last but not least, our original music created by our in-house producers, Punchboy and DJ PM, with DJ Cap on the mic.